This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We have to understand that one of the biggest obstacles in finding Allah becomes the many gifts that He gives us. And I want you to understand this. The gifts that Allah Azza wa Jal He gives us, the more gifts He gives us, the more gifts He gives us, it becomes like spreading us with cushions and cushions and cushions and many mattresses and comforts. And it becomes so comfortable that we sink in those cushions. We sink in those gifts. We get so many gifts from Allah that we start to forget Allah. So let me explain this to you. Allah has given us the gift of eyes, given us the gift of listening, the gift of speaking, the gift of understanding, the gift of having a good IQ, the gift of communicating with people, the gift of having family, having friends, having a community. The more of these gifts Allah gives, the more comfortable we become. Allah gives us the gift of intelligence, the gift of beauty, the gift of having people that are attracted to us, the gift of having ownership of certain things on this world, the gift of possessing many things, including properties, including a good, healthy bank balance. The gift of all, these are all gifts from Allah. And Allah gives and Allah gives and Allah gives. And what happens is the human, in receiving all these gifts, the human forgets the main giver of all these gifts, which is Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's why what Allah has to do sometimes to make sure that we don't lose our pathway to Jannah is that Allah has to take away a gift. Allah does this for our own good. Now some of us are thinking, nah, that's not right. I don't want my gift to go away. But do you understand that the people who have to struggle and the people who have less are the people who become desperate that they want gifts. So let me put it in different terms. Imagine a poor person. Imagine a person who is so poor that they don't have food on the table. Imagine a person who's so poor that they only have one set of clothes. Imagine this person is so poor that the person probably doesn't have a roof over their head. So they've got no food on the table. Then they've got no roof over their head. They're probably living out there very rough. Okay, I don't know if you have these kind of people in New Zealand. You probably don't have these people in New Zealand, do you? You do? Oh, whoa. But you can go to some third world countries and you can see loads of these people, right? Now this person who's so poor, what do? They're desperate. And when they're desperate, they come looking for someone to help them. And they're so desperate, they will come and they'll beg. They're so desperate, they will be out there looking for anything just to support themselves. Okay? Now they're in a desperate situation. There's many other people who might not be desperate like them, but they don't understand their situation. Now, a desperate person, they appreciate everything a person has that they don't have. They appreciate it. When they see homes, they say, wow. If I could just have, forget this 5-bedroom house, if I just could have a hut, I'd be happy. A desperate person, if they see food, like, you know we have food, right? So sometimes, you know, we throw this food away. Sometimes we eat it and we don't even finish the plate. You go to a desperate person who doesn't have food, you know the crumbs that we throw from our plates, that's their meal. That's their food. They'll be so appreciative of having just that much. But a person who's got their fridge full, who's got their, you know, they've gone to Pack and Save, they bought so much food, they've stored it all inside the house, they've stored more for next week, and the next week, they've got food in the house. They don't appreciate what they have inside the house as much as that desperate person. Are you all with me, yes or no? I only heard about 20 people say yes. The rest of you, do you speak Maori language or something? Do I need to switch the language or something? Are you all with me, yes?
Yes.
Right. So the person who's been given a lot, what happens is they appreciate less. It's a fact. And they don't see the value of the gifts that they have. But the person who doesn't have something, they certainly see the gift of having that thing. And they say the human being is very, very, they value the gift they have before they get it and after they lose it. Are you guys understanding what I'm trying to say? Yeah? Before you get it, you appreciate it because you don't have it. Once you have it after a little while, first when you get it, you're like, man, I got this new car. You know what I'm saying? Like, you appreciate a new house. You appreciate it. After a little while, the house becomes normal. The thing that you just got, the telephone, you just got the smartphone you got, it becomes normal. The car you got becomes normal. You don't appreciate it so much. But if you ever were to lose it, if you lost the smartphone you had, oh my God, then it would hurt you. And then it would value the having that smartphone, right? If you lost the house that you've got, you would seriously value it. Same as the human beings that we've got around us. You don't really appreciate the people that you have until you lose the people that you've got. May Allah give us understanding. Say Ameen.
Ameen.
And what I want you to, one of the messages I want to give to you is, Allah's given us so many gifts, that in the midst of all of these gifts, we've lost the value of these gifts. We've lost the value of Allah giving us so much. You know how much Allah has given us? How much? How much Allah has given us? Allah says Himself in the Holy Quran. He says to us, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. Allah says, oh human being, if you were to sit there and if you were to start counting the gifts that I gave, start counting them. Start counting. Count. Allah says, your life will finish, but you won't be able to count as many gifts I've given to you. La tuhsuha. You'll never be able to finish. Now some of you are thinking, well, I could probably count them. No. You wouldn't be able to even count the fingertip that you have. The fingertip. You know the sense that, the fact that we touch something, we can feel it. You can't. And the only way to really know what Allah's given us is to see what the people who don't have the things that we have. That's the only way of really seeing it. So for example, you see a blind man, then you understand the gift of eyesight.